You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8, verse 11 to 14. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God, in not keeping his commandments and his judgment and his statutes, which I command thee this day. Lest when thou hast eaten and art full, and hast built godly houses, and dwelt therein, and when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, then thy heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. The Lord warned the children of Israel about complacency, about forgetting God. That, you see, when you settle down and you have comfort, you have money, you have goods, you have resources, chances are that you will forget God. You may say, oh, this is the children of Israel. But let me be honest with you. God does not have problem with money. I realize that God is reluctant to actually give us money because he does not want us to go astray. Many people, they are seeking God, their prayer, everything. If you check it very well, it boils down to money. What you are actually looking for is money. I'm not saying everybody. Majority of people today, what they are praying for, all their prayer, it's just money. Have you asked yourself, if you have that money, what happened next? It really takes something for a man to have money, to have resources, and still be pursuing God. You are going to go weary. You are going to go quiet. Now suddenly you can eat anything you want. You can buy any car you want. You can fly and go to any hospital you want. You have millions in bank account. Will you still seek God? So the problem is that a lot of people have been introduced to God from the narrative of their poverty or financial status being changed. So when somebody, for example, who is in Africa, that her entire prayer life revolves around things, when she goes abroad, then she goes to Western world, and she could get a car on loan, she could get a house or mortgage, she could see good roads, good electricity, water, all of those things. She may begin to say, where is God? The issue is that you've never really pursued God. You are pursuing things. And that's the danger. If God should grant those things, your life can actually become worse. If you're a father, you won't want your children to go astray. Sometimes I thank God. I say, Lord, I thank you for those days that you kept money from my hand. I think a lot of people don't understand the danger of money. And no matter how I say it, something is still saying in your heart, let me have that money first. Let me have it first. I don't believe. May I know? You see, this is God speaking. He said, when your silver and gold multiply, he said, then your heart will be lifted up. You know that heart gets lifted. The reason you think you are humble now is because you don't have anything. Anything you excel, anything you are better than others in, can easily lift up your heart. Money can lift your heart. That is why, now that you don't have money, seek God for God. If you have money, seek God for God. You know what is written in Psalm 62 verse 10? It says, if riches increase, set not your heart on it. I'm telling you, it is difficult for you not to set your heart on riches. I remember one day I received money. It's not much money, but it's money that I've not received before. You know? And for the first time that I received that money, I just noticed that throughout the day, my mind was on that money. I was going to go to bed in the evening and I was thinking about money. It was shocking to me because I'm always thinking of Jesus. And then suddenly I'm now thinking of money. Then I said, Lord, take this thought away from me. There's nothing in this thing. You know, so I realized that money can be dangerous. I will never forget the Holy Spirit warned me. From beginning, he said, if you love money, no matter the revelation I give to you, you will use it to preach money. Don't don't be surprised that what we are hearing on our pulpit today is money. That it has even become justified. We even have accepted it as gospel. We christened it prosperity gospel. So that at least there is gospel there. It is not prosperity gospel. It is covetousness. There is nothing like prosperity gospel. There's only one gospel. But because they added gospel to it, they deceived themselves. It's very difficult for many preachers to have money and still have zeal for the Lord. Many of the prayers, intercession, going to the mountains, and attending retreat and so on, that you saw many preachers did, they were all doing that for money. It wasn't apparent. You thought it was about Jesus, it was about breakthrough. But as soon as the crowd started coming and money started coming, they are now relaxed. So they can wear nice suit now and go on the pulpit and rub their stomach and tell stories. There is no burden in their heart. There is no emergency again. In fact, when they see somebody shouting like John the Baptist, hey, take it easy. It's not a noise. God cannot use those who don't have money. It is money that gives voice to your message. Anointing without money is annoyance. You see, so they begin to quote doctrines of demons. They begin to speak like that. I'm telling you, it is because the heart gets lifted once there is money. Brethren, don't take this thing for granted. Ask God to purge your heart. It is a difficult thing. In fact, did you not hear what Jesus said? That it's difficult for a rich man to inherit the kingdom of God. I'm telling you the truth. But do you know how it is also a glorious thing that you will have so many things and yet all you will still be pursuing is Jesus. I have to make up my mind that I will not pursue ministry. I will not pursue wealth. I just want to pursue Jesus. Ministry will only be an outflow of my personal pursuit of Jesus. It will not be what I'm pursuing. So that if money leaves, if ministry leaves, if anything leaves, it doesn't matter as long as I have Jesus Christ. I had to make up my mind that money is not going to be anything. Anything. I say to myself, I say, Lord, if today I have billions in my account and it can solve any financial problem I have, I say, Lord, what will I do? I say, Lord, all I want is a heart that keeps crying after you. No matter whether my account is full, whether it is empty, completely empty, it should never matter. This is a warning that God gave. You should cry to God. Don't say, well, me, I will not do like that. Me, I know that when I have money, I will. In fact, some of you are thinking that when you have money, you will love God. Oh, you don't understand money. You don't understand money. You see, people who have experienced money, they will tell you what I'm saying, but you may not know it. Some people experienced it, but they didn't know how to express it. You know, that was why somebody was saying that don't trust the holiness of a poor man. No, he missed so many things. But what he was just trying to say is that sometimes there are evil in your heart that you are not yet able to do. Not because you are not evil, but because you have not found a means of expression. That's what he's saying. It doesn't necessarily also mean that a poor man is better than a rich man. Because you don't have the resource to do it does not mean you have not done it, because already that is the state of your heart. So you may, for example, if riches comes, you may now see that you can actually fly to US from Africa to go and commit adultery and fly back in. You don't need now to be looking for an hotel around your area where somebody can whisper to your wife that I saw your husband there. But the truth is, while you are poor and you are still in Africa, you are a sinner. So you are not better. It's not as if the rich man now who have means to express that kind of lifestyle is better than you. No. You are both the same thing. It's just trying to show that money may show what is truly in your heart. But God sees what is in your heart, whether you have money or you don't have money. Some of you don't know that you become very disrespectful when you have money. My prayer is that the Lord will so much deal with our heart that our pursuit will remain Jesus, irrespective of our pulse, in Jesus' name. You can reach us on this WhatsApp number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.